not going to tolerate you talking to me like that. If you need to leave, leave. And then we can sort the rest out later. You need to do that. If you've been the person, I think you mentioned you've been the talkative.
Hello, guys. We have a very long email today, but I'll try and read a little bit out of it and, you know, basically summarize the rest. Okay, so my wife and I met each other 3.5 years ago at a gym our father used to manage in upstate New York. I was a personal trainer at the gym and she did childcare. So for 8 months that we worked, we became great friends, eventually started dating and grew to love each other. As time went on, I told her I no longer wanted to be stagnant with my career as a personal trainer. I wanted to travel and work, so I told her I wanted to join the US Navy to work and travel the world as a military police officer. Upon leaving for boot camp, we knew we wanted to be with each other for the rest of our lives. She got pregnant with our firstborn, Silas. Long story short, we ended up getting married before I left for boot camp. After boot camp, I received my orders to Naval Air Station. A drastic change forms in our lives. We both completely isolated in our own ways. A brand new military spouse. Okay, I'm a little confused.
It's long. I mean, give us the gist.
So basically, he joined the U.S. Navy, okay? And they had to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's pregnant. She had to leave her job, basically,
mm-hmm.
I guess, as a childcare. And in that moment while she was pregnant, she was very hormonal and she got very depressed, okay? After she delivered the baby, she started complaining that her husband wasn't meeting her needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And she would complain about everything.
Every small thing,
like it could be from hygiene to finance, whatever that wasn't making her feel happy, mm-hmm. she would complain about it. So they tried to go through counseling and apparently that didn't really work,
right? But they're still in the middle of counseling, right?
They're still going back.
Read the last paragraph of that email.
You can't just go into the last paragraph.
No, like this part right here. Again, we have a counseling session Wednesday night. Is she truly done with me? So they still have counseling going on.
Okay, so they're still going through counseling, but they are having a hard time. So,
what's your advice for this guy right here? So, I mean, what is he asking? Well, he wants to know if his marriage can be saved.
Yeah, he wants to know if his marriage can be saved. Well, from what I read,
he says, how do I save my marriage? So he wants to know how to save the marriage. I guess he's convinced already that he can be saved, but how?
Again, let me go into how the lady is feeling. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very hard when you've been working before,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you have a shift in your life.
Mm-hmm.
She's always had her own career, something that she did for herself, mm-hmm. but after a while she left that to accommodate her husband. So him shifting career and moving into the military, as a lot of military families go through that.
Yeah.
Like now you have to move to
the base.
They move a lot. They can send you here to one state today and the next 3 months you're in another state.
Mm-hmm.
So that does affect people. I mean, mm-hmm. that would affect your spouse.
Right.
It would even affect your children because now they have to be switching from school to school. And
right.
It's always important to have some kind of stability in your life. So for me, I feel like she wasn't expecting, it was drastic for her.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't expecting to be shifting from one place to another. Secondly, I think she might have lost herself in trying to support her husband.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean for someone to lose themselves?
Like, basically, you leave everything that you do, and now all you do is serve your family.
Right.
If your purpose is not to serve your family, mm-hmm. if your purpose is not to be a housewife mm-hmm. in life, that is going to be very stressful. Because
mm-hmm.
some people,
is there a difference
it comes
between,
automatic to them.
Right. Is there a difference between losing yourself or you feel like you lost yourself as a just a feeling? Or that's basically the same thing?
I think if you're feeling that way,
mm-hmm. that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Okay,
what you're feeling is how you're feeling is how you're feeling.
It's reality. Yeah.
Yeah. So the only reason why I can relate with this lady is because at one point in my life,
mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, I stopped my own career as well.
Career path.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I left my job to accommodate our son, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I felt guilty because he was lacking behind in some aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So in that moment, I kind of lost myself because I got tired of being in the house
mm-hmm.
and not being able to do something that I love to do.
Right.
You know, and you didn't ask me to give that to give that sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
but I felt like it was the right thing
to do.
It was
indirect, there were indirect insinuations of sorts,
right?
That kind of like align in that direction,
right?
And and there's a tendency for you to want to be 10 steps ahead of what you're thinking,
right?
I would want,
right?
Plus, I was extremely is it expressive or opinionated, or I will express myself mm-hmm. quite a lot. Maybe sometimes over your voice,
and I didn't do a good job at expressing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
because you're already in your head, feel like he will shut it down anyway, even
right?
If you had.
And then another thing, like it's my job to make sure my kids are solid, like our kids
mm-hmm.
are solid in some way, because you know
mm-hmm.
you do the best you could do to keep the family together.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, oh my God, I'd rather leave my job and make sure my kids are good.
Right.
Okay. Instead of actually doing a part time,
mm-hmm.
I completely left, and
mm-hmm.
that actually caught up with
me. So there's a difference between you leaving your job and it's your idea,
mm-hmm.
and you feeling like obligated to do that, right?
Mm.
Feeling like it's an obligation that you have to do that, rather than you saying I want to do that.
But I feel like a little part of me was like a unspoken obligation.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say it
that's
directly,
what I'm saying.
But
that's what I'm saying.
I felt like, no, you,
that's
it's
what
your
I'm
job to do it.
Right. Now. So to this gentleman, we're trying to get you to understand how a woman thinks.
Right.
In this scenario. There is a difference between her feeling obligated to do it and you outrightly saying she must do it. For the most part, it's an indirect obligation thing. She doesn't want to disappoint you. She doesn't want to hurt
right.
your feeling.
Right.
She doesn't want to tell you no, right? In fact, the first statement, the sentence that my wife says, we have to go through a few important information in there,
okay.
where the wife said, I don't love you and I don't think I'm in love with
you
anymore.
Right.
Well, that's both true and false, okay? Of course, when a woman says that, anything a woman says is how she feels in the moment. Period.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the overall truth.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't possibly be, you know, because she had a child with you.
Right.
And she probably will love you for the rest of her life.
Right.
Maybe not in an intimate way necessarily, but she will always love you. But basically, I'm trying to get the point to you that she's saying how she feels right now, just in this moment. And if you get attached to that and overreact based on that, you'll push her away further, and then basically you're making that story a regular permanent thing.
Right.
So back to obligation, when you basically yank somebody out of their life and they're on the road with you,
mm-hmm.
right, they naturally will have resentment against you.
Yes.
They may not necessarily feel strong enough to tell you this is how they feel. Heck, they may not even know truly how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who really want to support you, but internally they really start to build resentment, and it's a slow process, but surely it's happening. She start to really feel like this is was a horrible idea. I think there was a point in the write-up where she's now thinking the whole marriage was a complete terrible mistake.
Right.
It's absolutely normal for a woman to feel like her marriage was a mistake at the first few stops of her feeling like she's getting choked up, smothered. She can't make decisions for herself.
Right.
She can't. These are all the emotions going through her head. Yes, confused. But yes,
she's isolated.
Yeah,
she has and even no friends. I mean, you're moving from state to state.
Well, even sometimes, I don't want you. It's worse for you because of the moving. But even people in the same town where all their friends are feel that way sometimes.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
So yours is probably escalated a little bit because of all the traveling, all the way like across the country away from family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's gonna hold resentment not just to you but even to herself. Like, how did she allow herself to get to this point where she's feeling lost?
Right.
And all of that, the symptom of all of that is her basically not saying anything right about your marriage. She will basically not, she sees everything wrong in everything.
Mm.
She will see a little quote over there. Now, the first thing she's seen is that you're disgusting. She's basically mentally, basically telling herself that. But she's picking on everything and just getting angry at you. But probably where you've been going wrong is that you're reacting and you're overreacting. Probably
because
overreacting.
Because paranoid.
And your insecurities start to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Your feminine side of you kicks in too. And then you force her into a place where she has to be masculine. You mentioned she made a few statements over there that's basically saying you need to step up as a man.
Yeah.
As opposed to her trying to do the job of all that. And what's a man? A man is a rock. They don't move. A woman will go back and forth and accuse you and this and throw jabs at you, hit below the belt. That's what they're supposed to do when they're upset. You need to remain a rock in this moment in time. And not be moved so easily. It's easier said than done.
Mm.
It's gonna be tough. But that's really where you're getting tested. A woman will always test you. You're being tested every second of the day. So when you succumb too low and you're listening to everything she says, that's a test still. She doesn't want you to just listen to everything she's saying. When you are not listening at all, that's even just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
The sweet spot is always somewhere in between. So, with that being said, let me look at this baby. I think I may be able to scan through. You were FaceTiming daily.
No. Remember, actually, at one point she went back home
mm-hmm.
to finish school and then make some money. And things were good between them.
Right.
It was FaceTiming.
Right. But when she came back, everything seems okay.
Yeah.
But it went back to...
Then it went back to, you know...
So, it's the same issue, basically... She feels lost. She doesn't have her own life. And if you want to love, you want to love in a way that the other person feels free.
Right.
And she doesn't feel free.
Yes.
So it really comes down to, is your marriage over? Can it be saved? Absolutely. How do
yes.
you save it? Well, you need to relax. First of all, you know, relax. Stop everything you've always done up to now. Do direct opposite of that. If you've always overreacted, you need to flip all of that so that all the anxiety on you right now can pass right back to her. If you have been the person who has been extremely quiet, you don't say a lot, put her in her place now.
Mm.
Tell her, I'm not going to tolerate you talking to me like that. If you need to leave, leave. And then we can sort the rest out later. You need to do that. If you have been the person, I think you mentioned you've been the talkative. You talk a lot and you're telling her what to do and you see things wrong with her and you've never had a problem. You mentioned that you never had a problem telling her how you feel about her and things about her or other people, you need to calm down on that, you know, because obviously you don't want to be her father. She doesn't want you to be her father. She doesn't want you to be the one correcting her or using the tone of correction
right.
all the time. It's time to switch into the mood, switch to the direct opposite of whatever you've done before. So you need to first of all identify how you've shown up in your marriage. Whatever that is, flip it completely. That way the anxiety that you have right now, which is basically the symptom of that, is when you ask, how do I save my marriage? That's anxiety. When you flip your reaction to the opposite side, that anxiety will pass on to her. Right. And then naturally, because she cares too, she will want to come to the table with a solution too. There's no woman who just want to be nagging, making noise, hungry. They don't exist. However, that could be a symptom. They could show that as their own way of reacting. So if you react, you go back and forth, and basically you have a firecracker and then, you know, disaster in your hands. Mm-hmm. But if you just calm down and let her react how she wants to react,
right,
and soak it in, don't feel the need to respond to everything. In fact, stop all kind of responses immediately, you know, and see how you can flip whatever you normally did before and flip it on the end. So, sounds to me like you're not listening to your woman. And listening is basically, we have a chapter in the book, getmymarriageback.com, called Communication 2.0. It's not communication, two different things. Maybe you are the communicator. You know, some people are very proud to say, I'm the communicator in the relationship. Yeah. I am too, but you know what? Today, I'm not proud of being that person. Because basically all I'm doing is just talking, but not listening. So I can make sure I'm actually communicating. Because there's a difference between communicating and communicating in a way that you're making sure that you're actually communicating. That's communication 2.0, and it takes listening. So one of the things that I learned that I'm going to teach you to do is, when she's talking, listen to her. Take about 5 minutes to listen to everything she has to say. When she's done and she shuts up, and she's finished done, there's going to be an awkward silence. Allow the awkward silence. Allow it. And then everything she said, pick one or two things and say it back to her.
Mm-hmm.
And say, so you're saying that you're really not happy, the fact that we're moving all over the place, that has caused you to kind of lose yourself. Is that what you're saying? Using exact words. You have to use her exact words. Don't assume or say anything ahead of her, because she's going to take that as, you know, being condescending, or you're terming, or it's another word, American way to say it, like you're interpreting her. She doesn't want you to be interpreting. She just wants you to hear what she's saying clearly. And the best way you can show somebody that you're listening to what they're saying is to repeat their own words back to them. So you're saying this, that, and it's like, yes. See, the first time I did that to her, she said, hello. You know? So, and it works, you know? But
yeah,
before, I would basically say some things ahead of her, basically interpreting her, and she took that as I'm being her therapist. And the truth is that I am a trained marketer for real, and I would use questions to try to dig things out of you, and sometimes that I will come off as condescending because I'm trying to get straight to the point. Basically, I'm not listening. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you need to read the book, the chapter in the book. You need to read the book. Well, I forgot to say this. You need to read the book 10 to 15 times. Hands down, you need to do that. That's non-negotiable. And all of that time you're reading to use, that's time away from reacting to her. Plus, you're filling that brain with the things that matters the most on how to handle this stuff. Because you can't have a vacuum brain. Something must refill your old habit, right? So the best way is that book, 10 to 15 times, read it. It's free, just in case you're listening to this for the, and you're brand new here, make sure you subscribe, share, download the book. It's free, getmymarriageback.com. If you like audio, you like Kindle, you like paper, it's also all available, audible.com, amazon.com. It's everywhere you find your book, okay? So you need to do that. Read that book 10 to 15 times. It's time away from responding to her. If she says anything, you want to acknowledge anything she says and say, so you're saying this. All right, I hear you. And you cannot do that just once and expect that your marriage is fixed.
Mm-mm.
The best way to ask for forgiveness, or the best way to change your behavior, is the best way to say I'm sorry, okay?
Yes.
That's it.
The best apology.
In fact, saying I'm sorry works against you more than it helps you.
Yes.
Know, saying I apologize too works against you more than it helps you. It's change of behavior and consistency in it.
Yes.
Because she's going to test you. Not only that, after you guys figure it out and your marriage is all bliss, she's going to continue to test you, because that's just what a woman does. If you're a man, your woman will test you. Your mother will test you. All the women in your life will test you. It's just what they do. They're not doing it deliberately. They're not trying to hurt you. It's just the way the dynamics of relationships work.
Right.
So you must be on your toe. The first step is not reacting. When you react, you will overreact, okay? Because your reactions are basically actions that you are responsible for.
Right.
Okay? But when you actually, I don't want to use the word react now because I basically bastardized the word reaction, okay? At least in this context.
Right.
What I want you to do rather is listen to people and acknowledge what they're trying to tell you. And then after you do that, you now have the freedom and the permission to tell them what you think, because they do want you to tell them what you think. Because if you don't do that, you're basically becoming a doormat,
right.
And women don't want that either.
Mm-mm.
You know, so that's I think for this gentleman, the first thing you need to do is stop all your reaction. That's what it sounds like. You're talking too much. You're talking yourself out of the bedroom.
Right.
All right. So you need to stop. And then the last thing I want to add on to it is that this whole moving around. After you've listened to everything she has to say, put the ballers in our court by being the leader still.
Right.
Okay, by saying, listen, I'll support you. What do you want to do? This moving thing, I know it has weighed heavily on
yes.
you. What do you want to do? Whatever you do, I want to support. If she chooses to move back home, trust me, it's probably the first time you're asking that question
mm-hmm.
from her, and she will respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And if she chooses to move back home, she may even move back home and hate it.
Mm.
And she misses you,
yes.
and she want to come back.
Yes.
You just worry about being the lion killer. Go kill the animal. Don't kill animals, but
mm-hmm.
bring the food home. Just worry about that. Be self-sustainable, which is a major part of that book, Get My Marriage Back. Be self-sustainable as a man. That's the most attractive thing you can do. She's right that she's not in love with you anymore. That's just this moment, okay?
Yes.
Of course, that's just this moment. That's not a big deal. It's a big deal. You should work on it, but it's not a big deal,
right.
Okay? She feels that way right now. But if you just basically become the leader, that's one of the attractive things you can do. If you become self-sustainable, where she starts feeling like maybe you don't need her anymore, the attraction will come back up. Just, it's natural. She doesn't have a choice. Unless it was an arranged marriage, I can't promise you anything with that. But if it was a marriage where she chose to be with you once upon a time, she has no choice on this. She will be attracted back to you because everything else will be confusing to her. She will always weigh everything else against you. And those other things, if you can come to the table and become this 3% man, as I'm suggesting to you, nothing else can compare to what you bring to the table as a man. And she will always compare that, and everything else will continue to fail, because 97% of men out there will not pass this test. So you need to bring yourself back, gain your self-respect back, right? The idea of asking how do I save the marriage, you're in a place where it's natural for a lot of men, but now you need to rise above that, because you know how to save your marriage now. The first step to saving your marriage, right, is obviously the GPS. Read that book.
Yes.
Learn the GPS. The second step is really your self-mastery, your self-respect. Gain that back. Because if you don't respect yourself, she cannot respect you.
Right.
If she doesn't respect you, she cannot love you. It's just impossible.
Yep.
That's all I have.
Well, like you said,
mm-hmm.
the things that helped for us
mm-hmm.
is the support. Okay,
mm-hmm.
he let me take the lead. Even up till now, he will ask me,
mm-hmm.
babe, what do you think? What do you think we should do? This is what's going on right now. And that helped me feel like, yes, I am
feel valid,
yes, I'm
like
contributing.
You're contributing.
Part of something.
That's a big deal.
So
yeah.
It's a big deal for a lot of women.
Yeah, she
you
needs to feel like she's contributing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the stability thing, very, very important.
Yeah.
Maybe you should travel when it's time for work, but make sure your family is stable.
Mm-hmm.
That will really, really help.
Yes.
Because when you have to move from place to place, start all over again. Remember, you're going to your job, so you don't have to start all over again.
You should never stop your job or your mission in life for a woman.
Mm.
And I don't think a good woman will ever stop you from doing that.
Right.
But they may get lost or feel lost in the middle of all of that moving.
Mm-hmm.
They may feel like they're not contributing. Then you have to say, you know, tell me, what do you want to do, you know?
Right.
And authentically listen. She's not trying to stop you. If there's a woman trying to stop you, of course, that's a no-no. And she would disrespect you and step all over you if you allow a woman to stop you from your own mission, of course. But I'm just telling you, if she feels lost, sometimes that will feel like she's trying to tell you to stay home. No, don't mistake. She's not trying to tell you to stay home. She will disrespect you more than now if you stay home and you don't put food on the table. However, just be aware that she's just trying to, this is about her.
Yes, it's about her, not about you. Yes.
It's about her. She needs to feel like she's contributing. She feels lost. And of course, when she's confused, she's going to resort back to, I don't think I'm in love anymore.
Right.
And they usually start with I don't think, which means they're not sure. That's a feminine energy. And if you now respond with I'm not sure, then that will lower attraction, because you're a man. You're supposed to be sure of what to do. And at least show that you're willing to figure it out, right? And how do you show that you're willing to figure it out? Let her talk and listen to her without you feeling attacked and wanting to respond and react. If you feel attacked and you want to respond all the time, that means you're not sure of yourself. That's a feminine energy, and you're gonna lose her more and more.
And I just to encourage you, when I read this email, this quote came to my mind, okay? So it's not just me and Ola making up stuff, but like these things happen everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And you know, it kind of relates to what you're going through. And it says, never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. So for you, I would say, always do the opposite of what you would have done. If you're talking so much right now, if you don't say anything, she will be shocked.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, she's gonna be shocked. She will be so curious. She will want to know why you're not acting the way you used to act. So it always works. It's like a reverse psychology.
Yep.
But you have to be patient. That's exactly what it is. You can't be looking for instant magic.
Yeah.
Because it's not gonna be instant. It's gonna be back and forth sometimes, and you have to be patient enough. So I would just say, continue to build yourself.
Yourself.
That's
yes.
Yeah.
That's if you focus on yourself, which is partly learning how to listen to her.
Right.
Then everything else will really
fall
be fine.
Place. Yeah.
Everything else will fall in place. Yeah. All right. So that's all we have on this one.
Yes.
Please subscribe, like this video if anything we've said made any sense to you. Download the book at getmymarriageback.com and share this video with your loved one. Make sure you click like. Make sure the thumbs up is light and blue.
Right.
And we really appreciate that. All right. Peace.